Hello, people. Now, I've got some beer here at the moment. Hey, great. And you guys that give me tips helps me have a little drink or two, because I'm a poor man, you know. But I was talking to a guy the other day. Yeah, I can talk to people, you know, sometimes. And he said that pheromones were superficial. And I thought to myself, well, I criticize pheromones at some times, well, when they need to be criticized, just like I do men. But really, there's no need to go for the throat like that. Well, actually, pheromones are superficial, aren't they? They're the show-and-tell species. I mean, think about it. Have you ever heard guys talking about pheromones? You ever heard them say, yeah, she's deep? Well, they do, but not in that way. And, you know, think about this. Say you were married at one time, you poor bastard. Or you were living with a long-term girlfriend, say. And you got friends coming round for the evening. Well, the place is going to have to be all cleaned up and make it look pristine, not like it looks normally. The pheromone will make it look like a museum like nobody's ever lived there. And it's all complete lie and fake. Show and tell. And try this as an experiment. Go into a pheromone's place and take all her makeup. Take all her clothes and just leave a potato sack there with a piece of string. Take all the handbags. A hairdryer, curling tongs, and just leave one pair of running shoes as well there, and take all the thousands of pairs of shoes she has. The pheromone probably wouldn't be able to function. They certainly wouldn't leave the house, especially without any of the props. And this is just hypothetical. I'm not saying for you guys to do this. And anyway, we don't have to do it. We already know the answer. Also, think about it this way. Look at the picture, guys. Doesn't that look serene and beautiful and inviting, maybe for a swim? But what are the dangers that lie beneath? God, solar man, so goddamn deep. Well, I don't know. I thought he was a shallow SOB. Shallow? You're not even real. So bugger off. And many thanks to the guy who made this video and put it online. I'll put a link to it down below in the description. Maybe they'll still have issues me using it here in this short video. If so, I'll remove it and just put a picture there. Take it easy, fellas.